right, and essential reporting is valued higher than my financial contribution ability. Brian, your financial contribution is valued highly. And John of Silver Spring, thank you very much for your very generous donation. And Anonymous in Yonkers, New York, my friend in Yonkers, who always get a call from Yonkers as well. So thank you so much. Thank you all so much for helping me make the goal and go over the goal today.
I'm Wiza Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Tell them how you
good
feel.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
All right. Chip, Mike.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And to all you listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to Friday edition of Community Watching Comments. And before we get started, I want to give our esteemed program director a couple of seconds because she wants to inform you of some information that's going to be important to for you to know, okay?
To the success of this program. That's right.
Exactly. Good stuff, you know?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. And good morning. Good morning, listeners. We just want to inform you, I made an announcement to Democracy Now! That you could not pledge via the telephone, but yes, you can. It's all fixed very quickly. So,
sweet.
You know, for this show and ongoing shows, please feel free to call that number, 800-222-9739, or if you prefer a local number, that would be 202-588-9739. And you all have already started it. You already got it happening. You need only $400 more to go. You got a gift. So I'm gonna move out the way. Thank you for letting me take a moment and have a great show. I'll be listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Katia. Appreciate that.
Of course.
All right. Okay. Yes, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. And, you know, this morning we have our goal and we would certainly like to make it.
Yes.
Most importantly, is that we want to connect with you in a way that you understand that, you know, we depend on your support. You know, we're not corporately endowed or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so your donations has kept WPFW alive since 1977. So that's something to be very, very proud of. And something very, very necessary right now. Today, Community Watching Comment, we're not only going to be asking for your contributions, but the tenor of the program is this. Overnight, the President of the United States authorized federal policing of the District of Columbia. While you guys were asleep, this act engaged. Okay, so this morning when you're on your way to work or going about town, you're gonna see federal police from various jurisdictions, from various agencies,
right,
patrolling the streets. Supposedly they will be identifiable, but nonetheless they will be there. This morning we would like to get your thoughts about that. Get your thoughts on what's happening to public radio because of these budget
attacks.
Public radio, on public media, how it's going to impact urban stations, how it's going to impact rural stations. It's difficult enough to get the word out to the folks out there in the hinterlands.
Right.
This will make it even almost non-existent. So two big things happening here locally. And because CPR and NPR and the other public radio stations, have found a home here in D.C., they're literally packing up, cutting the operations, right now. It's not like it's going to happen a year from now. No, they're packing boxes right now. So we want to get your thoughts on that. 202-588-0893 is the number to call for community watching comments. And to make that pledge, call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739.
Okay. And we can make this go easily. All we need is four or five sustainers for like $12.50 a month, and we've got this goal. So
okay.
As long as we all pitch in, I say many exactly. Hands make light work. So,
yeah, send WPOW $25. Send us $50. Send us $89.3. Whatever you can do, whatever you can invest, because it is an investment. And public media is under attack. It's a fact. It's not a myth.
Right.
It's happening right now. Fortunately, for PFW, we are listener supported. So the only ones that can determine our fate are you. So, so please be generous in supporting WPFW. Support Community Watch and Comment Friday Edition. All right, Chip. Yeah, the federal police out there. Patrolling, dogs, the whole nine right. yards, and then this issue about the radio networks being dismantled.
It's an attack on truth. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, at its core, it's an attack on truth that this administration wants to bend the narrative to what they want. And facts don't really matter to them.
202-588-9739. That's our pledge line. Make a contribution to the program. You want to make a comment about these issues? Give us a call. This is Community Watch and Comment at 202-588-0893. All right. Let's see. Do we have a caller, Mike? Okay, right. Very good. All right. These are two, once again, two huge issues that are going to affect us here locally, as well as nationally.
Right.
What is the so-called purpose for bringing in federal police is to curtail crime here in the city. You know, the statistics don't add that up.
Right.
You know, D.C. has no worse a problem than some other cities. So why this? Why now? You know, is the question I would ask. And he did say he wanted to take over the city completely. And is this a prelude? Is this a stepping stone to that? You know, 202-588-0893. Well, can you imagine that?
Yeah. I mean, it like I said, it's this administration, this president in particular, is all about what he wants. He's a petulant child, you know, and he wants what he wants. And that's the other thing that's hard about being under this governance, like a petulant child. He goes from place to place to place to desire to desire to desire. I mean, it does not bode well for the country at the moment, you know?
Yeah, that's another issue. People would say perhaps that the country is definitely going in the wrong direction. It depends on who you ask, okay? Because there are those who would say, well, we like this stuff, you know, we like being hard and callous and unforgiving, judgmental.
Right.
But folks, if you don't like those things, you have to resist them. WPFW, sharing WPFW with your friends and neighbors and kids and whatnot, you know, that's a form of resistance, because you're giving them the opportunity to hear some truth talking, you know, without commercial interruption, all right? And it's only because of your donations to the station. So please give us a call at 202-588-9739. Put in your pennies worth. We appreciate all contributions, and we certainly need as many as we can muster. So give us a call. Support Community Watch and Comment Friday edition with me, Ryan Pinchback, Chip Jones, and most importantly, you. Okay. Today we're talking about the overnight reoccupation of D.C. with federal police. You know, as you make your way to work today. Throughout the city, they're going to be there at various locations throughout the city. Supposedly, they're only going to be here for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if the problem can be resolved in 7 days, why bring them here in the first place?
All right.
So at 202-588-0893, if you'd like to make a comment about that, give us a call here on Community Watch and Comment. 202-588-0893. All right. Once again, WPFW has been here since 1977. Okay. Started out just pretty much as it is today. You know, no commercials. You know, listeners supported, listeners sponsored. And
speaking truth to power.
Speaking truth to power in the nation's capital. And that's, without bowing to the various pressures that are out there, commercial pressures, political pressures. But it's because of you folks, all right? You are the engine that drives WPFW. So make a contribution today. Be generous. Do what you can. Be a sustainer. You know, give us something once a month, whatever you can do, and be a part of this. Be a part of this. Don't let this resource slip into darkness because there are forces out there, you know, at the doorstep, literally,
right,
that would love to change our content and other things that you hear in media.
Hide the truth from you guys.
Yeah. There's a reason why they're cutting this money from these public radio stations.
Right.
There is a reason. It ain't because, they just don't sound good. All right, let's go to the phones. 202-588-0893. You ever thought about the demise of public radio because of budget cuts? Or the reoccupation of D.C. by federal police, who are now patrolling the city as of last night? All right, good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello, that's you.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi. There comes a time in the affairs of men when caution ends and cowardice begins. When someone attacks you, you attack them back. If you want to be free, it's as simple as that. What this is it's the prelude to 1933 Germany. You get elected into office, and then you disintegrate the whole so-called democratic process. This will only end when the American people say, have a Fannie Lou Hamer threshold. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And it would be nice if the radio station would start having programs on how to combat this thing, not in theory, but in specific actions, because there are very specific things that can be done and need to be done and will have to be done that we're not discussing. And they are being done in other parts of the country because people are talking about and taking action, and they're talking about it on Facebook and other places. But none of this is new in the history of man. You will not talk your way out of it, pray your way out of it, court your way out of it. This will ultimately be who has the most people who can garner the most force to get what they want and make this country be what they want it to be. And it would be nice if we start to have that discussion, because I'm tired. People just
talk about Trump. Very much. 202-588-0893. Give us a call, share your thoughts on the demise of, public radio, the dangers that presents to the country, that affects us here locally. DC is a magnet, for information sharing. Mm-hmm. Now you have a situation where two major sources, are reassessing their abilities because of budget cuts. So, anyhow, what do you think about that? Last night, overnight, the reoccupation of D.C. took another step forward. All right, let's go to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Yeah, hello, Ron. And
yes, good morning.
And how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, great. Look, they actually started yesterday evening, at least in the neighborhood where I am. I'm in Upper Northwest, and I went out of my building to go to the to make a quick run to go to the store, and I saw a blue sedan parked by my building, in addition to around three or four Metropolitan Police squad cars, which is not that unusual. It's a gas station, which generates a lot of foot traffic, so they kind of parked there. What was unusual was the blue sedan that indicated the car was probably a federal vehicle. And the reason I bring that up in light of Mr. Trump's talking about taking over the district, when the officers who were driving the sedan got out of the car, they were so out of shape It was ridiculous. They had the big gut hanging over their belt. They took a couple of steps from the limousine and they had to stop and turn around and go back to the limousine. So they were grossly out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
Now seeing Metropolitan Police, a lot of them are not much better in terms of physical appearance. But, and then the other thing that Chip mentioned, and I think you did also, Ron, and I was looking at the news, all of the categories of crime are down.
Yeah.
In
exactly.
The district.
Yeah.
But so I'm concluding what this is a performance piece to intimidate the local officials, the citizenry, and to portray the current occupant of the White House as a tough on crime reincarnation of John Wayne. Now, I understand he lost some weight, but he doesn't look that stable or physically fit himself. So, you know, this is all mind control, creating images and fear to manipulate and demoralize the local population because we tend to vote blue. And, you know, as the census has indicated, by 2045, I believe,
the demographic.
There you go. Thank you. I knew you guys knew. The demographics of the population will flip to where so-called people who identify as white will be a statistical minority. Mm-hmm. I believe that is the main fear that is driving Mr. Trump to put on this performance of being the Mr. Tough Guy president. And I'm a little
okay. We got. Sir, we're gonna let you go. We got some more calls we want to get to. I think your point is been well made.
Right. It is, and I also think this is in line with what this president's mindset is. It's about this Doge guy being assaulted. So it shows you that this guy is not about being even-handed with all of Americans. He's about elitist. He's about his team, you know, or who he thinks is on his side. He doesn't care at all about anybody else.
All right, 202-588-9739. Make a pledge, folks. Make a pledge to the program. Keep the truth flowing. Keep your voices flowing. Remember now, this is 50,000 watts of DMV power, okay? We reach the White House, we reach the Capitol, we reach the suburbs, okay? And your voice is an important part of what they hear, that they must hear. And if you don't support the station, you know, that voice gets diminished. So come on, make a pledge, you know, become a sustainer,
right?
You know, $5, $10, $12 a month, if, you know, whatever you can do. Make a one-time pledge of $25 if you can do that. No amount is too little, and certainly none is too great.
Okay. And we want to thank Alfred Eubanks in Temple Hills for his donation.
Thank you, Mr. Eubanks. Appreciate that. Now, we would like to be able to thank you. So give us a call, 202-588-9739. Community watching comment right here every Friday on WPFW. You know, 50,000 watts of your voice. I'm giving your voice the power. That we need, okay? Keep that in mind. 202-588-9739. All right, let's get back to the phones. 202-588-0893. That's the number to call for a community watching comment if you'd like to make a comment. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip. This is Rick calling from Germany.
You guys, go ahead, Rick.
I think Trump is right to bring in the feds to slow down the violence in urban America, D.C. included. But Trump is not the man to direct those forces. I'm done.
All right. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Jalon Burton. I'm a pediatrician and mother living in Ward 7. I am concerned that we are spending so much money on things that work, and we have a lot of evidence for the things that do. We have to go back to the basics. People need to have safe, healthy, and beautiful housing. They need to have safe and nutritious food. They need good education. I have 3 children that have been going through DC public schools. These children can't do basic reading comprehension. They're not writing paragraphs anymore. They're spending so much time on the screens. We need to support families. We need paid leave. We are the only industrialized country in the world that does not have paid parental and paid family leave for families when they have medical issues or they have new babies. And then last, we are the only industrialized country that does not provide a living wage for people. Y'all, we are safer. James Baldwin said this a long time ago. If your neighbor is hungry, if your neighbor is not safe, you will not be safe. We are all connected, and we need to do the things that we need to do so that all of us have the things we need to thrive. We will be so much safer if we do that. Food, safe housing, good education, living wages, and support families. The basics, y'all. If we do that, we will be safer, and we will be healthier. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for taking the time to say it. Yeah, a lot of nuggets in that, you know. Lots of nuggets.
It's true. It's true.
You know, and that's once again that defies the conundrum that, you know, this administration is spending so much money on law enforcement, you know, and cutting back on, like I said, things, policies that will help
actually make us safer. Right.
Yeah, make it safer. Yeah, right. Literally. You know,
but this administration runs on fear. You know, I mean that the Trump playbook has always been about fear, stoking fear. Even though violent crime, you know, has been on a downward cycle for 30 years, you know, with a little blip during the pandemic, he runs on fear by making his base believe that without him in the office, you know, they are in danger.
That they are in danger.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, you know the National Guard is standing by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's threatened to use them also here in D.C. 202-588-0893. This morning we're getting your thoughts on a couple of things. Number one, the overnight, the president authorized federal police to stop patrolling the city. Various areas. They'll be here for approximately 7 days initially, but that's an open-ended contract, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And also the demise of public radio and its impact on urban and rural countryside. Rural communities don't have many choices when it comes to mass media.
Right.
And so these cuts are really, you know, many of those stations will have to literally close. So that'll be another opportunity for truth sharing to go down the drain. Don't let that happen here at WPFW, okay? Don't let it happen here in this area with any of our public radio stations. Support the station by making a pledge. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739.
Okay. You know, it's always fun. It's always fun to put things juxtapose each other. You know, here's here's a Doge person who apparently had some altercation, and now we have federal forces in our street from a president who pardoned January 6ers, who actually committed violence at the Capitol. You know, it's amazing the dichotomy of that. It's just
the hypocrisy of that.
Yeah, the hypocrisy.
All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Me?
Yes. You.
All right. I'm a lifelong DC / PG County resident, and for one, the gentleman that called from Germany, respectfully, you over in Germany, you have a criminal that is in charge of the setting up a police state, because that's what he's talking about.
Right.
There's no good that could come out of that, number one. Number two, conservatism as a concept has always been on the wrong side of history. Always. There's really no debate about that. And when this person who's in, I'm trying to be respectful because I'm on the radio, but when this person who is currently occupies the highest elected office in our land does not respect the rule of law, the institutions of our country, the country, I don't know how much we built it, but, you know, they don't look at it like it's ours anyway. And now wants to put, to your point, boots on the ground because one of his folks got assaulted. When I first heard about that, obviously you don't want anybody to get, be a victim of violence or what have you, but I'm like, who knows what that man came out of his mouth and said to a group of young black teenagers at mm-hmm. the time. Last I checked, I haven't heard in my history of, you know, groups of black kids running around assaulting white folks. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm not saying it never happens. I'm just saying that most of the time, and this is, you know, FBI will bear those statistics, if there's crime that's done, it's done within and against your own community. Asians.
Right. Black on black, exactly.
You know, put violence on Asians. Whites put violence on whites. Blacks put violence on blacks. That's because that's who's in our community. So most of the time, you're not seeing, you know, cross-community violence like that, unless there's a lot of times provocation, and it's not usually coming from the melanated communities. I really don't know. I've read, I'm a student of history and so forth, and I don't understand where this country is headed unless we're looking at the establishment of a Nazi-like regime. I think Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, just the other day was like, yeah, we're going to put up all the Confederate monuments, right. You know, reinstall those, and we're not interested in promoting, you know, he's removed women from heads of military establishment and black people from military because it's quote unquote woke. Why don't they just say, we're going to do everything we can to make it whites only. And if you got melanin, we're going to try to, you know, put you to work in forced labor camps like we did before. I mean, just be upfront about it. And then we can make our determination from there.
All right. Thank really you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, once again, thanks for calling Community Watch and Comment. You know, I wanted to track back on something that was said during one of our conversations today, and that was about that Trump was somehow justified to use the federal resources to attack crime, not only in D.C., but in other cities as well. And, you know, that's a real problem, you know, and because of the way it's done, these municipalities didn't request this help. Right. I guarantee Mary Bowser didn't request this help. It's being imposed, with those who have a certain agenda, as the previous caller just kind of highlighted. So, this being somehow good, a good way of stopping crime or eliminating crime in the major cities is, the evidence doesn't bear that out.
Right. And it gives you an insight to the view, the mindset of this administration. They are quick to roll out forces, in this let's stamp down crime, but they're not as quick to roll out forces to stamp down poverty or hunger or homelessness, So it's so telling in what they consider their focus,
So, all right.
Dealing with those other things usually takes crime out of the mix.
202-588-0893. That's the number to Community Watch and comment. We'd like to hear your thoughts on these issues and more.
We want to thank Anonymous in Silver Spring and Anonymous in Alexandria.
All right.
Sweet Wine in Pikesville.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Help us out. We're only 175 away from our goal this hour. So,
all right, folks. Come on.
Very reachable.
Be generous, okay? Remember, we don't get paid to do this. All this money goes directly to WPFW and its operating budget. So, keep that in mind. No frivolous nonsense here, okay? no paying for nobody's car and all that.
We are a lean, mean, informing machine.
Hey, there you go. All right, 202-588-0893. Make your thoughts on, share your thoughts on Community Watch and comment. And also, if you'd like to make a pledge, call 202-588-9739. You can also pledge online at www.wpfw.org, okay? And you can make your pledge online and just hit the donate button and we can thank you over the air, mm-hmm. All right?
We also have Cash App, $WPFWFM.
There you go. Another vehicle. All right. So, but do it. Okay. Do it now. Make a pledge. Do it now. Okay. 202-588-9739. That's that number to call. All right. Let's get some more callers on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Good morning, Ron. And good to you morning. Again. Your co-host. Charles from Southeast. I'd just like to comment on the Trump saga. And just first of all say that I remind us not to forget or to always remember our sojourn here in America, and not just here, but as a people. And just to reiterate or to remind people of the 1970 Court Reform and Criminal Procedure Act, what that did to the city. And then to just to say that never forget Trump and his debacle in New York with the so-called Central Park Five.
Yeah.
And also, notice his investigations is not focused on his Epstein, Maxwell affiliation, and a lot of this, I think, is just smoke and cover for that, because that's going to be the real downfall of Trump from within his own fanatic circles. I'll make my pledge as soon as I hang up. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, FW.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
My favorite part of this Epstein thing is that, Originally, they were saying that Trump's name is not in the Epstein files. It's not there. But now, yesterday, they started saying, well, it's there because the Democrats put it in there. Well, which is it? Is it not there, or did the Democrats put it in there? It's like...
And now they want to redact his name out of it, but it wasn't there.
We're witnessing the greatest cover-up of all time, okay? And it's right in our face. It will be identified as right. such. The American people have pretty much already identified it as such.
Right. Well, you know, the one thing I'll take you to task of that, Ryan, it's not the greatest. It's the worst cover-up of all time.
That's what I mean. It's the worst. Like, it's the greatest.
Everyone knows it's a cover-up. You know, the best cover-up is the one that no one ever knows about. This is one of the worst cover-ups of all time.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Thank you for your call, my friend. Thank you for your pledge also. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Those are our pledge lines. We want to make our goal this morning, and you can help, okay, by making that call right now. All right, we got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to listen to you and be able to speak. I think what Trump is trying is just a reemergence of the old racist practices. WPFW had an event at Malcolm X Park between 15th and 16th. And the last time they had the federal police in an assistance program with them, I used to live somewhere in that area. And sometimes watching the park, I would watch because the federal police used to set up a little thing at the top of the hill there coming up 15th Street. And I couldn't help but notice, if you were black and young, you were stopped and your vehicle was searched. And it particularly was that. And then you had papers talking about the high crime thing of blacks versus whites. But it primarily was only black males who were young, and especially if they're older, if they had nice vehicles that got stopped there. And the same thing is happening all over America. That was just a example of a bigger thing going on across the country. I've lived in both black and white areas. Only in black areas did they have what they call jump out squads, where they could jump out, throw people against walls and search them and do whatever, something like that. And yet it's still the same thing. You would find newspaper articles about the amount of drugs in black versus white areas. Now, when they had surveys, they found white students in high schools use drugs in more than in black schools. When I worked doing statistics, I found that the most shoplifting occurred in Salt Lake City, which had almost no black people in it at all. Yet, the same thing in the crime areas, they divide black people up by making them afraid of each other because of crime things. And even when we took over the city and stopped the police from sleeping in the alleys while people were shooting each other over the pennies from drug deals and whatever, and the crime went down, they still have that same narrative. And the narrative is set up to keep us divided, because that's divided both worldwide or within the United States. We will not, as a group, fight against the white fascism that wants to reestablish white money as the power. And I'm sorry to say that, but that is the basic problem in the world and in the United States and in D.C. And I think that's the reason why Trump got elected, because there's nobody fighting on the other side or putting forth another narrative. Even though these public radio stations are losing their money, for the most part, many of them are, they're not given a different narrative. Like Kamala Harris, you don't hear people who are being stoned and killed and murdered. You don't hear about the, what they call, mowing the grass. They talk about October 7th. They've been mowing the grass since 1948, and they have had much higher death rates in Palestinian areas than here. Just like they have a lot more policing against us, they were keeping people in prison, not by a foreign country attacking Israel, but by Israel imprisoning people in Palestine who really belonged to the land and had it stolen and were still having it stolen from them. And it's just the way it is. It's a worldwide thing, and I hope we look at it as a group that needs to stick together with other groups and other people to fight off this craziness that is going on. That's my
right.
comment.
Fight off this craziness going on. That sounds like a bumper sticker. To fight off this craziness going on. Support WPFW. Okay? Support the station. Give us a call. Make a pledge. 202-588-9739. Get some fresh air. Okay? Listen to WPFW, your station for jazz and justice and a whole lot more. All right? Okay. We like I said, we're not that far from making our goal. We want to continue to do that. But once again, it depends on you. So make that pledge now. 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. If you appreciate and enjoy hearing the voices of just ordinary folks out there in the 50,000 watt range of us, you know, share their thoughts about the myriad of things that are confronting all of us. Okay. Your voice is very, very important. Don't underestimate its power. Okay. So make that pledge of support to keep this network and this station alive and powerful. All right. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Are you on WPFW?
Hello, caller.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
My name is,
all right.
Yeah, my name is Nathan Richards, and I've just been here in Maryland for the last year and found WPFW, and it's a great station.
Hey.
Wanted to call in this morning just to share some history. I toured the country portraying Frederick Douglass for the last 13 years. And I tell you what, one of the reasons that, thank you, it's hard for us to see what's coming is because we don't already know what already happened. And definitely in the life of Frederick Douglass, all the presidents, some form of what's happening now happened in the life of Frederick Douglass. Maybe not in one presidency, but definitely throughout his lifetime, presidents contributed to the demise of our freedoms and our democracy. And Douglass even came to the state capitol in Maryland in 1879 to quote George Washington, the first president of the United States, who was warning us then. And what he said was, over the course of time and events, there will likely be unscrupulous men and cunning men who will usurp the power of the people and assert for themselves the very reins of the government, destroying afterwards the very engine that lifted them to power. Mm-hmm. So even George Washington was warning us in the beginning that our demise would not come from outside the country, it would come from within.
Right.
And so it's just, I mean, we really want to educate our children, our people, the people of this country about the history because it unfolds what is likely to happen in the future.
Yeah, that's true. That old saying is unfortunately historically true. If you don't know your history, you're going to repeat it. And we're watching a repetition of some very, very bad history.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So thank you for your call, my friend. Appreciate it. We've got several more calls. Let's get to them before we run out of time. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Is that me?
That is you.
Oh, okay. Good morning, fellas. I wanted to comment on that 15th Street thing with the with Trump, the minion of Trump's minion. You know, it seemed awful clean that this guy who was well-known, big balls, everybody knew he was part of Doge, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. It just seemed awful clean that this would be a person who got supposedly, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it just doesn't fit for me. Supposedly, attempted carjacking 2-3 in the morning by 10 black youth, 15th and Swan. Now, if anybody's, if you're familiar, and I know Ron and you guys are familiar with the city, 15th and Swan nowadays, opposed to maybe 20 years ago, is entirely different. 15th and Swan is totally gentrified, totally. Walking the dogs, you know, white folks strolling, baby strollers walking the dogs. That is 2 in the morning, 15-year-old, 10 of them, supposedly. Now, how 10 of them going to fit in the car? But 10 of them.
That's true.
Going to jack him for his car, and he's sitting there bloodied all up, knowing that Trump been threatening to take over D.C. from even from his last term. He wanted. Been threatening the mayor, we're going to replace you and all. So it just seems awful clean, awful suspicious. And, you know, I'm still waiting to hear from the mayor. Let's say the sister up in New York, Letitia James. She'd have been all over this. She, you know, knowing what she had going, like the mayor should. You beat up, you had your insurrectionists beat up my D.C. cops. Beat them up. And you talking about bringing in the police to, because it's too much crime and you're doing this and you beat up the little guy. And come on now. Mayor Bowser, you know, please speak up, please. And let's get a little spine like Letitia James. Speak up, please. I'm a D.C. native, born and raised. And, you know, just I just hate to see my city snatched like this. It hurts. It hurts like a child. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's personal. It's personal.
All right, my man. Thank you for your
testimony.
That's a great question you raised. You know, how come Mayor Bowser has been silent? I mean, granted, she probably knows what she's dealing with, and that anything can set this guy off, make it worse. So she's probably treading very, very thin ice, you know, but that goes with the position.
That's it.
You know, so... All right, let's get back to the phone. Good morning, caller. You on PFW?
I was gonna say let's thank Kamau for his donation too.
Thank you, Kamau.
Okay, the what Trump is doing is hiding. Everybody's afraid to mention Jeffrey Epstein. Trump left the country when it was hot. The house closed down when it was hot. And trying to keep it out of the news. That's what all of this is about, to keep Jeffrey Epstein out of the news. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right.
That was one of my favorite things. He ran to Scotland, and the first question from the Scottish press was, yeah, so what about these Epstein files?
All right. Let's get to this last caller. Good morning, caller. You on PFW.
Good morning.
Hello, caller.
Gentlemen.
Morning.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Okay, great. Thanks for taking it. It's a little bit of a delay there. I was like, oh, I didn't know. Okay. Here's the thing. I am a 44-year-old African-American man. I can trace my bloodline in this nation back for 12 generations. I am from the neighborhood, the city called Carroll City. It doesn't even exist. After I moved, they joined it into a mutual city. It's called Miami Garden. That's where I was born and raised. I now am in the city of Flagstaff, Arizona, and I listen to you guys every day. This is the issue I have with what's going on with Donald Trump right now. The Democratic Party, which can, for all intents and purposes, be now called the Party of Black People and our friends. They are not doing sufficient things to attract the average Black American to rally them to vote. They may say things during the convention. I mean, Ludacris brought out Kamala Harris. And I mean, during the convention, the former president and first lady mentioned that the presidency might be a Black job. I'm just not seeing the platform agenda items to get the average African-American to go out to fight to ensure that their voters registration is current, that they haven't been purged. Greg Palast, you guys should definitely get him on your show because he can tell you the where, the how, the when on how votes are being suppressed. My cousin ran against Marjorie Taylor Greene for her seat. He didn't win in the state of Georgia, where they are purging black names from black from the voters' rolls.
Right.
So,
my friend, unfortunately,
we run up against the clock.
Yeah, we run up against the clock, but those issues are very, very serious, and you've identified them very succinctly. Okay, these are definitely issues for the Democratic Party to come to grips with, and they need to do it right away. I don't think anybody would disagree with you about that. Thank you for your call. Arizona. The dry heat.
The dry heat. Well, we want to thank everybody who called and pledged. You can pledge even after the show goes off.
Please do. The number is 202-588-9739. 1-800.
Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to?
This is Stephanie Wells, Executive Director of Pacifica Foundation. Congress has defunded public media, threatening the survival of television and radio stations that provide trusted news, emergency alerts, and vital community connection. Years of corporate media consolidation and deregulation have taken media out of community hands, while social media platforms cut back on fact-checking, leaving communities vulnerable to misinformation. In this time of social crisis and climate emergencies, local stations provide vital information for keeping our community safe. You can help by supporting and donating to your local community media. This message comes to you in solidarity from the Pacifica Foundation.
Calling all lovers of house music. House on the Waterfront Weekenders finale happens Sunday, August 10th at Bladensburg Waterfront Park in Bladensburg, Maryland. This event runs from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and promises a day filled with music, entertainment, vendors, and more. With DJ sets by Tommy Wickens, DJ A.Plain, Byron B. Note Brown, Derek D. Train Coleman, and DJ Rita J. Kelly Burns. Park grounds open at 8:30 a.m. Details available at HOTWMD on Facebook and Instagram.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda recently signed a peace agreement in Washington under the aegis of the Trump administration. It is supposed to lay the foundation for a minerals deal that would usher in greater U.S. investment in Congo's minerals sector, with Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and others in the billionaire class taking the lead. WPFW, Africa World Now Project, Friends of the Congo, and Action for Congo will host a discussion and film screening on Sunday, August 17th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the 14th and V location of Busboys and Poets. The event entitled Peace or Profit, Donald Trump's Minerals Deal in the Congo, will unpack the peace agreement and outline the implications for Africa. Details at Eventbrite on the Friends of the Congo. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
If you're a WPFW supporter, please take a moment and record a testimonial as to why you support Jazz and Justice Radio on our testimonials hotline at 202-588-0796. Messages must be 1 minute or less. It is with your generosity that we are able to build a better world, one broadcast at a time. And we thank you.
Wondering how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support Jazz and Justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
I'm Candy Shannon, host of Morning Brew, the Friday edition, from 5 to 8 a.m. on member-supported WPFW.